Welcome to the WBFO Press Pass. I'm Mark Scott, joined this week by the editor of Buffalo Spree, Elizabeth Licata. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Our Preservation Ready conversation this month centers on an historic building at 918 and 920 Main Street that was once the Bosch Carriage Repository. It had deteriorated to the point where it was almost demolished, but now a developer has stepped in to save the landmark. Elizabeth, this building dates back to 1891.
Yes.
And it was designed by an architect who designed many famous buildings, including the Cyclorama.
There's a church he designed, Cyrus Porter, and it's what we call the Romanesque style, where you've got sort of a very kind of rough, unfinished stone, beautiful Medina stone, arches, a very sort of monumental effect.
And its first use was selling carriages.
Yes, like it was kind of like
age of the horses.
Yes, it was kind of like a showroom. They didn't make them there. That was done someplace else, I think on the west side. No, they would sort of show them, and there would be offices, and you would go in there just like you go in now. You know, instead of looking at a Prius, you'd be looking at your, you know, your horse and buggy.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what, you know, that's, it was like a very much a middle and upper middle class kind of consumer who would be going in and choosing, you know, really swank carriages.
And it tried to make the transition to cars with the Buffalo May Thomas Flyer, but it didn't work out.
Not very long, but, you know, interesting because that's a really historic Buffalo-made vehicle. And then, of course, they went on to do it. But there was a lot of automotive. There was glass. There was a few other sort of automotive businesses. And unfortunately, we don't have the full history of every single business that went in and out of there. But it seems to have been a thriving location for a lot of that type of business, not sort of like jewelry or small goods, but sort of bigger manufactured goods that were needed for, you know, building and transportation, things like that.
Its last tenant was the company known as Summit Distributors. They bought it in 1958.
Yes, and that was really a long tenure for Summit. And a lot of people in Buffalo worked there. There was some of the information that I got was from an obituary of someone who had spent 40 years working there. So that was really sort of a beloved employer, a very important employer, small employer in Buffalo, and which, you know, it was
distributor of electronics,
yes,
I believe.
Yes. And they were, you know, these things happened, they were bought, and they just, you know, that moved elsewhere. Yeah. And so then you had an empty building by the time we get to the 90s.
We're talking 1996. The building is vacant. And as we so often hear in Buffalo,
right,
there were those who wanted to demolish it in favor of a parking lot.
Well, there's always sort of a trajectory. You know, it's vacant. Whoever still may owe it decides not to pay taxes. Maybe they're out of town by this time. And then, of course, it reverts to the city. The city, to do full credit, is not set up to be a big property owner. Unfortunately, they end up being a property owner by default. And, you know, it's went by tax reversion. And the building, unfortunately, was not given the least bit of sort of care when it was empty. There was no, I'm sure what started out as a small hole in the roof ended up, by the time I was able to just gingerly set foot in this building, which I did once in maybe 2002 or so, I'm not sure, huge gaping, trees growing, what looked like sort of a waterfall, kind of a indoor water feature that you might have in a really fancy building, but sort of inadvertent, you know, in this case. So it was a mess. And then, you know, the request for demolishing it started. From not just from the city, but also other people living nearby thought, well, this would be really nice parking space or who operated businesses nearby. And so when I was president of the Allentown Association, sort of wearing two hats here, reporting on something that I was personally involved in, we wrote letters and appeared before the Preservation Board arguing for the, you know, to save the building, to not demolish it. And we continued to meet with the city. And I think that eventually, as you got, there was one owner bought it and was going to totally renovate it for apartments. He tragically died. So then city owns it again. And then, but finally, I think that they were talking to different developers. And I think when you get into the, you know, after 2006 or 2007, you're beginning, people are seeing the potential. You've got the medical campus there. There's something that could be done here. That and now, especially with the tax credits, I think provided the last piece of the puzzle. So now we have Greenleaf Development working with the City of Buffalo, which received Restore New York funds to stabilize the facade. And that work is going on right now. If you want to drive by there, it's right at Allen and Main. And in fact, a considerable amount of the street is blocked off for this work that's going on. And Greenleaf is going to be going in there after that stabilization and building out both it, 918, the old Summit building, and 916 next door.
And what are they planning?
Well, it's going to be market rate apartments with some retail on the bottom floors. I believe at least 20 or more market rate apartments are going to be there. I talked to the people at Greenleaf, and they're very excited about it, and they're taking advantage of the historic tax credits, which are essential for making projects like this work, because it is a big investment and there is a lot to be done. Basically, you're filling in a big blank space behind a facade.
Now, the 800 block of Main Street, which you describe was once the poster child for urban blight, has really come back. And is this mostly due because of the medical campus?
I think so. You know, I think so. And also, the buildings are still there, though, because people cared enough, preservationists cared enough to make sure that they would still be standing when the medical campus prompted this kind of development. Because I can assure you that a good half, certainly the Granite Works, the buildings that comprise the Granite Works, would not be there, would not have been there to be developed, had not watchful, you know, people who care about the built structure, you know, the built environment of our city, made sure that those buildings were not demolished.
Now, before we wrap up, a week-long conference begins today, hosted by Preservation Buffalo Niagara. It's called Preservation Plus Buffalo.
Yes, Preservation Plus Buffalo. And actually, the website is presplusbuffalo.com. And it's very exciting because it's being organized in part by two young friends of mine, Jason Wilson, who works for Preservation Buffalo Niagara, and Bernice Radel, who works for a green energy company. And what this intends to do is to continue the conversation about preservation, how preservation can actually be synonymous with economic development and progress. Preservation and progress are not two opposite things. They can be the same thing. I think we're starting to learn that in Buffalo, but we really need to have this lesson hammered home, and this conference will really help. You can still actually register for it, and I think the keynote will be happening tonight at the Allendale. It's kind of interesting. They brought in someone from out of town, Eric Fried, and he wrote Green Building and Remodeling for Dummies. And this is important because it brings together the whole idea of sustainable construction with preservation. And there's many who think that those two things don't go together. And this conference will help show how they can. There are also a lot of wonderful tours that people who live and work in Buffalo can take, which they couldn't take when the National Trust were here, because these tours are being held after office hours. After you're out of work, you can go and get inside the Richardson Building or the Central Terminal and listen to people's ideas for that, or go take the tour of Niagara Falls and see, you know, what could possibly, you know, happen there that would help it. And the one thing I'm really interested in is the new Community Beer Works headquarters on Lafayette down by Niagara Street. That's it's a building that's being developed, and it's a wonderful business that's being developed.
Elizabeth, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Elizabeth Licata is editor of Buffalo Spree. Mark Scott, WBFO and AM 970 News.